From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, October 15th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
The Maine Center for Disease Control says the state's seven-day positivity rate for COVID-19 has hit a new low at 0.42%. Other metrics show positive signs. Maine conducts 50% more testing than the national average. And the average number of new daily cases over the past 2 weeks has held steady at around 30. But as Patty White reports, that's not the case in nearby states, which public health officials say should serve as a warning.
In the past 2 weeks, the average number of new daily cases in New Hampshire and Connecticut has doubled. In Rhode Island, cases have increased by 70%. And in Massachusetts, they've grown by 25%. In a news briefing Thursday, Maine's director of the CDC, Dr. Nirav Shah, called the uptick in cases in Northeast states a storm on the horizon. He says they appear to be driven by small indoor gatherings, and he's urging Mainers to wear face masks indoors if friends and family outside of your pandemic bubble visit.
And speaking of bubbles, I know that's something that a lot of families have practiced over the summer. But as more folks are interacting in different ways, we've got to make sure that those discrete bubbles that we have don't turn into one big dome that allows for transmission to occur from family to family to family.
Shah says these precautions are the first step to preventing a surge in the state. At this time, the Mills administration has not decided to remove any states from the list that exempts individuals who visit Maine from quarantine and testing requirements. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Democrats lead Republicans in the races for president, U.S. Senate, and 1st and 2nd congressional districts in Maine. That's according to the latest Pan-Atlantic Research Omnibus poll of 600 likely Maine voters conducted online between October 2nd and the 6th. The overall margin of error is 4.5%, 6.4% for congressional races. And many school leaders in Maine are reporting fewer students enrolling in pre-K and kindergarten this fall. In a briefing to lawmakers, Maine Department of Education Commissioner Pender Macon said several schools reported seeing substantial enrollment drops among younger elementary students this year.
Because families are hesitant to have this be the initial experience their child has with education.
While some districts have seen fewer students enrolling as more families are homeschooling, Macon says other schools are seeing sharp enrollment increases from new families. In weather tonight, clouds increasing with lows in the mid-40s to the mid-50s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a Your Vote 2020 interview with Jared Golden, incumbent and Democratic candidate for Maine's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Nora Flaherty.